Welcome, everybody, to KickServeRadio.com Tennis on Air with Andy Zoden. When you think about March Madness as it relates to tennis, you can't help but think about Indian Wells and Miami, the Miami Open. Those are the two big ones in March. Well, add the Arizona Tennis Classic to that calendar because this is its inaugural year. Now, Johnny Levine, my good friend who's on air with us today, has brought this tournament to Phoenix. It's going to be at the Phoenix Country Club. And Johnny, as a player, you faced Yvonne Lendl on center court at the U.S. Open. You played John McEnroe in New York. But I got to believe this might be one of the most daunting things that you've ever tried to do in tennis, which is some 35 years later, bring a pro tournament to your hometown. It's now 5 weeks out. Talk about the decision to bring a pro tournament to Phoenix, Arizona, and how excited are you about it being so close to coming to fruition for you?
Well, Andy, I am very excited, and it has been 12 years since Phoenix has had a professional tennis tournament of this caliber, and there's been a void of that, and I am just super pumped up to have this kind of tennis come to Phoenix finally. And we've got tremendous support from the community. It's been a number of years in the making. I've thought about doing this for quite some time, but I wanted to get the right week and the right time of year. Everything fell into place, and the Phoenix Country Club, which is an amazing venue for the tournament, came on board about 4 or 5 months ago. So everything has moved really quickly, and we couldn't be happier.
Now, you say the right week. Johnny, the event is March 11th through 16th. That's the second week of Indian Wells. So it really does make sense to sandwich yourself between Indian Wells and Miami. Your players that are going to be in the field are all top 100 players in the world. So it gives an opportunity to a guy who maybe didn't do as well at Indian Wells as he would have hoped, an opportunity to get a match or two or play the event on its way to Miami. Will you be able to benefit from that calendar positioning by being sandwiched right between those two events?
We actually will, Andy, and it's really the only tournament in the entire year between Indian Wells and Phoenix where players can actually enter both tournaments and they coincide with each other, but the ATP will allow players that have entered my event that happen to reach the second week of Indian Wells and they can actually withdraw from my tournament and continue on in Indian Wells. So The opportunity, it's a very unique situation. So we are fortunate in the sense that players that are playing in Indian Wells and might have not had a great first week can then come to our tournament before they go to Miami. So for a Challenger Tour level tournament, we get players that are typically not at the caliber of this level of a tournament. And so that's why we might sneak in and get some players in the top 50 in the world that want to get that extra week before going to Miami.
Johnny, it's a $165,000 tournament, which does it put it up among the highest tier of Challenger events on the calendar?
Yes, there's five different levels of Challenger tournaments, and we are at the highest level. So we're just really under the ATP Tour 250 event. But like I said, Andy, the caliber of players that we will get, we're almost like a 250 event in the rankings of the players that we'll have in this tournament. And it's strictly because there's no other tournament in the U.S. other than Indian Wells second week. So we are very fortunate to have gotten this week on the calendar. And I think it works really well for the players geographically, because we're three and a half hour drive from Indian Wells to Phoenix, and then players from Phoenix can get on a nonstop flight to Miami for the next event, and they're in really the same climate, same conditions. The weather's great out here, and March is one of the best months of the year in Phoenix. So I think everything has been put in place for a great week of tennis with a great level of play.
My guest today on KickServeRadio.com, Johnny Levine, was a tremendous American ATP player in his own right and is bringing the Arizona Tennis Classic to the Phoenix Country Club March 11th through 16th. Johnny, I got to believe that you have certain parameters and restrictions that you have to work within with respect to who gets into this draw. But you have made it very clear to me in numerous conversations that you would really like to see this tournament showcase some of the young American up-and-coming players. Are you going to have the opportunity to allow the attendees of this tournament and the spectators and fans to be able to really see some great young American talent?
Well, we hope so, Andy. We you know, obviously there's a number of up-and-coming American players that are in the top 100 in the world, and I believe that we will get some of them. Obviously, we want to see them do really well in Indian Wells, but, you know, if you're not into the, I believe if you're not into the third round of Indian Wells, which is, you know, getting pretty far into that tournament, then you will have an opportunity to play Phoenix, and I think the American players will see Phoenix as a great stop on their way to Miami to get another great week of tennis in, an opportunity for valuable ranking points and good prize money. And, you know, there's just a really great crop of young American players that I think are the future of the game that will really be appreciative of having the opportunity to have a challenger, a high-level challenger on the way to Miami.
What you've learned in this process, Johnny, is that it's one thing to want to bring a tennis tournament to your city. It's another thing to pull this thing off. But you've been fortunate, because you're so well connected in the tennis world, to bring in some pretty serious heavyweights to be a part of this team that's helping you put this on. You want to talk about some of those people?
Well, I have a very close friend that's become a really good advisor for our tournament, and that's Miguel Nieto, who I actually played junior tennis with starting at the age of 12. He's from Puerto Rico. And Miguel was a great college player and pro-level player as well. He got a lot of experience working for the ATP and then eventually bought the rights and owned the tournament in Buenos Aires, which is a 250 event. And he's had that tournament for almost 20 years. So he has given me some invaluable tips and advice, and has been out to Phoenix a number of times helping me coordinate things and figure things out. So I've been very fortunate to have Miguel. I don't know what I would do without him. And then Miguel has brought on as our tournament director a gentleman by the name of Weller Evans, who has a vast wealth of experience in the ATP Tour by being a player liaison for North America for 25 years, actually was the player rep when I played. So he understands the operations of a tournament, how a tournament's run, what the players expect. And so between Weller and Miguel, I think we have a great team. We have a nice group of volunteers that will be out at the tournament running it and helping. So I feel like we've got a good staff. Obviously, first year is tough because everything is brand new. But I do believe, you know, we've put a good team in place to hopefully, you know, put on a really good event, a good first-year event, and then we can just grow from there.
Johnny, before I let you go, give me a little bit of a rundown, you know, 30,000-foot view of the schedule for the week, and then where can people that want to come out and be a part of this event and see these great players play, where do they go for more information? Let's talk first about the schedule for the week.
So, Andy, the tournament starts on March 11th, and it's a 48-man singles draw, and the tournament will begin on Monday, March 11th at 10 a.m. We'll be playing on three courts. We have one main center court. There'll be four matches played on each court, followed by each other, starting at 10, and that's the day session. And then at night, we'll have just on the center court starting at 6:30, Monday through Friday, there'll be a night session starting at 6:30 with two matches. There's also a 16-team doubles draw. And then when we get to Saturday and Sunday on the weekend, we'll be in the early afternoon. I believe the matches start at about 12 on Saturday and 1 o'clock finals on Sunday, with the doubles starting first and then the singles to follow. So any information that people would want to find out about our tournament can be found on our website, which is ArizonaTennisClassic.com. So there's a ton of information. We have Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So we have very good PR going out on the tournament, and there's a lot of information that can be found, like I said, via the website. So we're very, very excited, Andy, and we're glad you're going to be out, and we're looking forward to having you be our MC of the tournament.
Well, I hope I don't embarrass myself or you or the tournament too badly when I do that. I think you're taking a pretty big chance on that deal. But what I will say is that you and I do go back a long way, Johnny, and I know that anything you've ever been involved with has been done in first-class fashion. And if anybody is a tennis fan that wants to discover a brand-new event, you want to make it down to Phoenix for this event. It's the Arizona Tennis Classic. put on by Johnny Levine down there at the Phoenix Country Club, March 11th through 16th. Go to ArizonaTennisClassic.com for more information, and you will not be disappointed with the level of tennis, the venue, the weather. It's the perfect time of year to be in Phoenix. Johnny, best of luck to you. I look forward to coming down and being a part of it, and I know it's going to be great.
Thanks so much, Andy. Appreciate your support.
So I can watch the moon a-hiding in the day.